afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, November 13th, 2012. We'll begin this meeting today with an invocation. It'll be led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. It'll be led by Commissioner Sinegal. If you'll rise, please.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to live in this great nation where our freedoms are numerous and sometimes taken for granted. Lord, I ask that you give this elected body the guidance and wisdom to make the right decisions that are legal, ethical, and a representative of the residents of Jefferson County. We ask a special blessing for those who are less fortunate than us and for those who don't have the freedoms of worship or a government that represents their interest. I pray all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Please join me. Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, the record will note that Commissioner Weaver is out today. His wife's had surgery in Houston, and hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. We'll begin with our items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve an amendment to services for a trash container service for Jefferson County with Waste Management, in which a recyclables container at Ford Park will be serviced on a will call basis at a rate of $40 per call. Currently, the container is being serviced on a weekly basis at a rate of $76.55 per month, and this change of service will be effective immediately. Item B is to consider and approve a bid due date extension for the inmate health care services contract for Jefferson County Correctional Facility from 11 a.m. Tuesday, December 4th, 2012 to 11 a.m. Tuesday, December 11th, 2012. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a change order number 2 for the Boondocks neighborhood water line to change completion days from 200 to 318 days due to stormy weather, rain, or poor conditions after foul weather, and to increase the contract amount by $7,500 for repair of potholes damage, bringing the contract total up to $978,915. And that is a project that's funded by Hurricane Ike Round 1 General Land Office Disaster Grants. Item D is consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal contract for 2012-2013 for printer maintenance for Jefferson County with Sirius for the period of November 19, 2012 to November 18, 2013 in the amount of $22,988 in accordance with the TexMass contract number 470080. Item E is to consider and possibly approve transfer of 4 vehicles from Port Arthur Independent School District to Constable Precinct 8. The district authorized 4 vehicles to be used for the ASAP program. They include 2008 Ford Crown Vic, 2010 Ford F-150 pickup, three of them. And so item F would be to consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by local government code section 263.152A1 to be auctioned by Horns Auction Company on Saturday, December 1st, 2012 at 9 a.m. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Been moved and second. Is there any discussion on those items under purchasing? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is to consider a burn ban. We've been having emergency management. It's been checking with all the local volunteer fire departments and emergency services district. And they're watching it very closely along with emergency management, but don't feel a burn ban is needed this week. Hopefully next week we'll have some rain. Item B is consider ratifying the county judge's execution of field agreement for the county trapper services in Jefferson County. Item C is to receive and file executed field agreement for county trapper services in Jefferson County. Item D is consider ratifying the county judge's execution of surface use agreement between Jefferson County, Texas. I haven't executed that, so it'd be to authorize county judge to execute the surface use agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, and Tri-C Resources, LLC for an oil or gas well drill site and production site. Item E is to receive and file that surface use agreement. Item F is consider and approve a resolution regarding designation of signatories for the Round 2.2 Hurricane Ike Disaster Recovery Fund, which names the county auditor and the first Assistant County Auditor and the Accounting Manager. Item G is consider and approve the designation of financial institution for deposit of round 2.2 disaster recovery funds and authorize its signatories for same, which would be Patrick Swain, the Auditor, Rebecca Reynolds, the Accounting Manager. Those are suggested by the General Land Office. Item H is receive and file a designation of financial institution that's noted in item G. Item I is consider and approve a resolution opposing unfunded mandates in the upcoming biennial legislative session. Item J is consider and approve a resolution authorizing Judge Randy Shelton to apply for a training grant stipend to allow him and staff to attend the 2013 Texas Association of Drug Court Professionals annual training. And item K is the identical authorization for Judge Larry Thorne to apply for a training grant stipend to attend the same conference. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on any of those items or any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, item A is consider authorizing County Judge to execute a lease for the south side of Hangar 2. Do I have a motion on that item? It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Next, we move on to County Auditor. Item A is to consider and approve fiscal year 2013 budget amendment for voter registration department for additional costs for postage in the amount of $1,500. Item B is to receive and file certified roll jurisdiction summary resolution of the tax roll for the tax year 2012 for Jefferson County. Item C is to consider and approve an agreement with CalDive International for distribution of the 2012 Port Security Grant Funds. Mr. Swain, Jefferson County act as fiduciaries on that grant.
Judge,
D. Yes, sir.
Can I amend that to 2010? Should be 2000.
Oh, yeah. It is 2010. Okay. For the 2010 Fort Security Grant Fund.
Thank you.
Item D is consider and approve intergovernmental agreement with the City of Port Arthur for the distribution of 2008 Port Security Grant Funds, on which we act as a fiduciary. And item E is regular county bills, check numbers 373-510 through 373-805.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion to any of those items under County Auditor? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Again, the ayes have it unanimously. Item A under the County Clerk, canvassing the results of the election will be held tomorrow morning at 9:30 in a specially called meeting of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court because of communications we received from the Texas Secretary of State that said we had to wait until tomorrow to do that. Under County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file an investment schedule for October 2012, including the year-to-date earnings on county funds. Been moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under Risk Management, item A is considering approve 2013 health benefits renewal with Southeast Texas Government Employees Benefits Pool. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Okay, who moved?
I did.
Okay, and Commissioner Senegal seconded. All righty. Any discussion? Anything you'd like to say on that, Mr. Swain?
Well, it's
did we get everything worked out with the DD6? Okay. Okay. All right. Anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Did you want to say something, Mr. Erickson?
The court's over. I just want to take this opportunity to introduce Jennifer Barrowetta. Jennifer's taking Jerome's place. She comes to us with over 15 years of experience in HR. She's a certified professional in human resources, and she'll be getting with all the department heads and elected officials, introducing herself on a more personal basis and seeing where she can assist in any way possible.
Very good. Well, welcome aboard. That concludes the regular items on our agenda. November 22nd and 23rd will be next Thursday and Friday. It's going to be a county holiday for Thanksgiving. For that reason, we're going to need to have agenda items to Loma by 12 noon on November 21st, which will be Wednesday, November 21st, by 12 noon. So if you remind all the department heads and elected officials about that. Is there any other matter that any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public or discuss without taking action?
Are we having court Monday?
Can I ask this? I was going to ask Loma have called and send that to all the department heads so to make sure that they did that, and I remind them of sending it to you.
Are we going to have court to Monday after Thanksgiving, you mean?
Monday before Thanksgiving. Of Thanksgiving week. Which is next Monday, right?
So far in our office, we don't have any agenda items for next week. Huh?
And that workshop.
Oh, that's right. We've got a workshop scheduled.
Monday is the 19th, right?
Yeah. I mean, we can put off that workshop. It's on indigent burial. We can put it off another week. But do you foresee anything from purchasing or auditing for next week that's going to be of any import? I don't want to meet for nothing.
Motion to reschedule or cancel the meeting.
I guess we would just, we'll move that workshop to the Monday following Thanksgiving. Is everybody else okay with us meeting Monday after Thanksgiving? All righty.
But there's no meeting on the 19th.
Right. Did you have anything for engineering, Mr. Rayo, that needed to be considered by the 19th? Mr. Rayo? Check with Ms. Guidry and let her know if there's anything of any import that needs to be on the agenda for the 19th, and let me know by tomorrow if you don't mind. All right. Anything further? Then we are adjourned. Thank you.
And if we don't have a meeting, happy Thanksgiving to everyone.